The toy maker Lego said today that it is cutting 1,400 jobs after posting its first sales drop in 13 years. Joining us with more is Jill Schlesinger. She's a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So what's going on with Lego?
Oh, nothing good. So this is a private company. It's headquartered in Denmark. And, you know, it's a company that is iconic, right? Lego. They did say that their first half year sales fell by 5% from a year ago. That's the first drop it's seen in, you ready for this? 13 years.
Wow.
And so they're cutting all these positions, I think, specifically because they're losing business to the other competitors in the space, which is not other traditional toy companies. It's not Mattel or Hasbro that's doing this. This is smartphone apps, many of which are free, and video games. So I don't know. I'm sad about this story.
Yeah, me too. And it actually is kind of amazing that Lego has held on for as long as it has.
True.
Given all the competition. I grew up with Legos, so... I want to ask you about some other stories, because you have been writing about Hurricane Harvey and flood insurance. Most homeowner insurance policies do not cover flood damage, and we know as many as 80% of Harvey victims don't have flood insurance. What happens to those people, and could they be wiped out because of this?
Well, we hope not. What's going to happen is that I think two forms of relief, a safety net, to think about it that way, would be first from charitable organizations. Places like the Red Cross are going to come in and really try to help out. The government is definitely going to have to step in with some sort of relief for those who are affected, or if you have family members. Or, by the way, if this just happens in your town nearby, you go to disasterassistance.gov. And there the government will release details as they are announced. That said, it's really important that if you are affected by a natural disaster, that you really try to take a look at that homeowner's policy before something bad happens, because obviously once something bad happens, who knows where that policy is, and there's so many other details to attend to.
Do people with flood insurance typically get enough to repair the damage?
Well, no. It depends where. But I think the big complaint after Sandy was that the coverage that many of the folks got and from the National Flood Insurance Program was not enough. Now, look, it's something, so I don't want to go crazy here. But, you know, for many of these people, it might have been $30,000, $35,000 that they got, and that wasn't enough. For others, it could have been up to $200,000, $250,000. Sometimes that's not enough, depending where you live. Again, what is likely to happen is the gap is filled by the government. And that is why there are so many analysts now who are saying that this could become a costlier storm than both Katrina as well as Sandy.
We're already hearing, yeah, over $100 billion is what the governor of Texas is estimating.
Right. And I would suspect that if you looked at an inflation-adjusted number for Katrina, the inflation in today's dollars, that would be about $160 billion. It would not surprise me if we got to that 160 number.
And you say, by the way, just briefly, if people are eager to make repairs, they should wait until the insurance company has inspected the property.
Oh, absolutely. You can always inform your insurance company, hey, I'm going to do something, a temporary repair, because it's going to help stop the damage. Do that. And also, please talk to your lenders. Let them know you are affected, especially your mortgagers. That's going to be an important part of the process as well.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks.
Take care.